So good morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about products and what's going on. So Layla and I, you know, the big scare about the coronavirus and everything, it's a virus. You know, more people died of flu last year, or West Nile when that came out, than what's currently going on. But it is, they're saying, a man-made virus. But you can still do things that are antivirals. So doTERRA oils are antivirals. Okay. If you Google colloidal silver online, it says when you use it actually bonds to your cells as like a protective agent. Okay, so most people are saying, well, I'll just stay home or whatever, but you're still getting gas and touching a gas pump that someone else touched. You know, on the airplanes, I don't care if you have a face mask, if you put that seatbelt on and touch the handle and you rub your eyes, guess what? Okay, so I had, and I travel with, so we were using NCD and something's happening with the company. They let 10 people go and they're doing a whole bunch of restructuring. So while it's still a good product, I'm going to look into something else that isn't having these issues, you know, and it's going to be available. When I asked Dr. Regan Golub, who's my guru, he said to check out ACZ, capital A, capital C, C, Apple Charlie Zebra.
Capital letters?
Uh-huh. Nano. It's just another type of zeolite, okay? And it's on Amazon. It's everywhere. It's not an MLM company. And when we're asking, it's a 9 and a 10. You don't have to pick up the product to muscle test the vitality of the product. Okay? So, like, we had talked about if your horse needs something else and all those questions. Today we're going to go through that after which meridians are still out of balance. What does the organ need? You can ask, is it a dynamite product? Nope. Is it a doTERRA product? Is it a silver lining herb product? And then you can go on the website and say which one. Left brain says we have to hold it to find the vitality of it. Okay? When you're connected, the universe knows. So, you know, like I said, I'm just a secretary for God. This body's in pain. I want to help. What does it need? There's no ego. There's no judgment. It's just, I'm just being like a helper. Does that make sense? Okay. We're going to do an exercise in a minute to kind of pray for all the people on the planet and send good intention out. When you do a news broadcast and there's all the negative, guess what you're focusing on? Whatever you focus on, you're going to get more of. You focus on lack of money in your bank account, you're going to have more lack of money in your bank account. You focus on a pain or a health issue, you're going to get more of it. Whatever you focus intention on, it's almost like praying, they think you want more of it. So focus on one good thing. Every time that loop runs in your head about something negative, change something to stop. You know how our mind goes, da-da-da-da-da, and they're running that loop again. Someone didn't do something for me, or, you know, newscast or something. Change all that. And focus on one thing, positive and proactive. So you can Google about colloidal silver. Dynamite Solus is on, it's not on sale, but they're doing free shipping in the whole month of March. I asked my boyfriend if he wanted more. His son has health issues and is in high school. He's 18 and he's going to go to Canada to Whistler to go skiing. And he's worried that they might close that border and his son won't be able to come home. And his son's pulling the card of, I'm 18, you can't stop me now. You know, so we were having this discussion at home, but, you know, before that, I had ordered them Solus. We just get, you can buy empty ones. We just get a cheap no-spray bottle. You take it off with your teeth or pliers. You can pull this out, and you rinse it, and then I use this for my colloidal silver. So this is the Dynamite Solus. So I put a drop in each eye. I just kind of, I don't use it like an eye wash, and I just, and if I feel like I need it, and then I'm like this for everything I'm touching in the airport and everywhere I go. Because my boyfriend's like, could you please like not travel anymore? Oh, are you going to support me? So what am I doing proactive? doTERRA has the On Guard beadlets. You know, On Guard kills MRSA, flesh-eating diseases and stuff, so I'm doing that as well. And then we have On Guard and Purify in my diffuser at home because I've been exposed to all that on airplanes. What can I do? This is my environment. I do this before I even go in the airport. And this is like every hour as I'm traveling. Okay, even last year and the year before, even with the oils, I was still coming back with a little bit of something. But from Maui, I'm now traveling 20, 22 hours, like through the night with no sleep, and was being exposed to all that. And once I started doing the colloidal silver, I'm not coming home with anything anymore. I make sure I do like a gargle, you know, gargle of like Listerine or something, and I give my boyfriend On Guard B-lids before we kiss when I get off the airplane. So I'm not giving something to him. He just opens his mouth. You know, so what am I doing to prevent? To not be a carrier, to not bring it back. Okay? When you Google what colloidal silver does and it shows you how it kind of bonds to the cells, you guys should all be doing this now. You know, so my boyfriend's like, well, we're on Maui and this and that. Honey, cruise ships come in, airplanes come in, and they go to Costco, and you're there with the grocery cart, touching the same thing and money, and you hand your Costco card to someone who might have it on their hands from someone else, and now it's on your credit card. After I give my ID at the airport, guess what I'm doing? I'm putting colloidal silver back all over my driver's license and my credit card. It's all of those things to be aware. Okay, so now nothing can come in from Europe, nothing can come in from Korea and China as of, you know, last night for till like April 30th. Things are going to shift and change. But you should really be spreading about colloidal silver. You can get it at all the health food stores. Okay, and the higher parts per million, the more strong it is. You can Google online how to make your own colloidal silver, and you can do something in your community of teaching people how. It's like two silver rods, distilled water, and like a battery. And all it is suspended particles of silver. They used to put it in babies' eyes when they were born as a natural antibiotic, and now they use like erythromycin. So we're just going back to what used to work. The nobles would eat off silver plates and silver goblets, and they weren't sick, and the peasants were. Okay, it's suspended particles of silver. Yes, you can do too much, and there you can Google up the blue man, because he's blue, but we're just talking about a little bit of preventative. Cool, so this is in my purse. It's everywhere I go, so we made up a bottle for my boyfriend's car, his son's car, and one at home. This should be everywhere with this thing that's coming up. So you can decide if you make it and sell it in your community, or if you just tell people to go to the health food store. When the horses have eye issues, this is much better than antibiotics from the vet. The eye issues, like uveitis and everything, are getting worse because they're putting, the owner's given a pointed metal tube to poke in the horse's eye, and they do more damage trying to get it in the eye. Anything I'm putting in the horse's eye, I put in a round bottle like this so that you can just put it in the corner and squeeze, and it's not going to hurt.
And that's the dynamite.
I like the Dynamite Solus. Jim Zanzow, his company, that he can see energy in products. Mm-hmm. Like the DynaPro, the prebiotic, has a vortex of energy for, it's got a life force.
Okay. So like the Dynamite Solus, that would be good for my dog developing cataracts or?
No, we'll get into that.
Okay.
So cataracts is MSM sterile drops. This is bacterial, fungal, viral.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. So for people that I do dog readings on, Layla, are you making sure it's doing that voice record thing? Okay. So most dogs and cats are having issues because people are doing the tap water instead of filtered water. We're drinking filtered water, but they're still giving tap water to the pets with all the chemicals in it. So I have them switch to distilled water, and if they're having the gum infections, we put the colloidal silver in the distilled water so that they're getting that in their mouth. You can ask your dogs, viral, bacterial, anywhere in the intestines, lungs, any of that kind of stuff. For horses, we use the trace minerals and some other stuff because you have to do colloidal silver kind of on an empty stomach with distilled water. So unless you had a horse in a stall, you're buying gallons of distilled water, colloidal silver, you're not going to get enough into a horse. So we use liquid trace minerals for issues like that. But for eyes and mucous membranes, colloidal silver is the best one. So in level three, when we go into eye health and uveitis, okay, I've had like 5 clients that the horse was going to have the eye removed, and we do the level 3 work and we detox the eye, and they said, the vet said he must have misdiagnosed it because he doesn't need to remove the eye anymore and uveitis never gets better. Uveitis, they put steroid cream in it to take down inflammation. And uveitis is always the eye that has shifted and took the trauma. It's not getting blood and oxygen and nutrients. It's the one that'll have the bags under it, and it's the one that's always weeping. That lacrimal bone has shift the nerve to the eye. It's not getting blood and oxygen. We shift it back. We detox it with a diluted NCD. And then for any infection, we use colloidal silver. But we'll get into that in level 3. What is the vitality of the eye? Remember I had you guys team up? What's the vitality of the left eye? What's the vitality of the right eye? That's what you get to work on in 3. Your phone's in here. Okay, so Dynamite colloidal silver, I think my cost was 35 or 30, I don't remember, at wholesale. For 4 ounces, that usually lasts me 3 or 4 years. I asked my boyfriend if he wanted more, and he said, yeah, I get more. So I got the really big bottle, which is 16 ounces for 100 last night, and then we'll just share it. But it's free shipping in the month of March. So you can muscle test this for the vitality, and then you can hold one at the health food store and see if it's as good or as strong. If you're telling your friends to get it at the local health food store. I have a feeling that when people really get that colloidal silver is going to work, it's going to be like the bleach and the Clorox. It's gone. Toilet paper is gone in the grocery stores at Costco's. My boyfriend went and got hydrogen peroxide because he couldn't get any other cleaning supplies. It was gone at Costco yesterday. He went to, right when Trump was talking, he had gone to Costco, stock up on stuff. Because that is going to, you know, create pandemonium. Hawaii gets everything in on barges. Everything comes in on a barge. You know, so if you're looking at all that, you know, they're stocking up on water and all that kind of stuff because we're an island. Cool. Her husband went last night to the store. Honey, I think you better kind of get some stuff because there's a lot of people living here on our property. And, yep, we got chickens out back and we got some goats. And it's just being prepared because of what something else can make happen in people's minds.
Not because we're fearful of corona or the virus, because we don't have to take care of ourselves, but we're fearful of how humans react who aren't ready to take care of themselves.
But, you know, him shutting down, nothing's coming in from Europe, Korea, or China. Where does a lot of our stuff come in from that fills up the Walmart shelves? You know, and Kmart and Target. So it's just being prepared. It's really easy. It takes a little bit of a setup to make your own colloidal silver at home. But once you get your muscle testing down, you can get little vials and spread it in your community. Okay? Just ideas. Good thoughts. You guys can pass this around. This is just pure Dynamite colloidal silver, so you can feel the vibration of it when you go buy other stuff and decide if you want to get something at your health food store or not. Okay, so this is antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. The zeolites we use, NCD or the one I just told you about, which was ACZ Nano, is just another zeolite company. Okay, so zeolite is a -2 crystalline cage that was made when volcano hit seawater. But it, when they mine it, it already comes from the earth with all the toxins in it because it's a magnet. So it's how the company cleans the stuff out that's important. A lot of them, the powdered zeolites or add distilled water to powdered zeolite, was cleaned with sulfuric acid, which creates yeast in the body. So again, it's just muscle testing the product, and you can do it on their website. Remember, when you're connected, it's just for the benefit of the body, the people, the community. Is that product over an 8? Is it a 9 and is it a 10? You really don't want to be spending money anymore on things that are under an 8. Cool. So when this pulls out mercury, lead, poisons, arsenic, spider bites, snake bites, we give a lot of this. And then we put it on the wound. Viper bite on a mare right next to her vulva or whole thing, it's swollen up. This actually pulls out stuff. when all that stuff is gone, it's a natural antiviral. It also pulls up out lactic acid on horses that tie up. Anybody seen a horse tie up at an event? Mm-hmm. Ask the owner if they wormed or vaccinated in the last 3 weeks. They stressed the liver and kidneys so much that they couldn't get rid of the lactic acid and the stress from the event. So we give them NCD like every 4 hours to clear the liver and kidneys. Does anybody know, everybody know that a horse can die after they tie up because the muscle chunks have broken down and they're so big trying to go through the kidneys? The vets will put them on the IV and stuff, get the NCD into them. All these horses we're working on, we're learning that muscle should be soft. Any muscle that's not soft has lactic acid in it. It's short, tight, and is not allowing a bone, tendon, or ligament full movement. So I've worked on horses that haven't been ridden in a year and their whole body is locked up with lactic acid. I actually have one in Canada, it just looked like this, and it had been like a Western Pleasure and Parade horse and this and that, and it took two people and a horse to get it up out of the field to limp in. It was so sore. And when I left, he was cantering off. After working on him and doing the clinic. So when you see all those hard muscles, it's telling you liver and kidneys isn't able to process the lactic acid. If you don't pull out the mercury from the vaccines and all that, that's your preservative, the body can't absorb magnesium. Mercury blocks magnesium. On my website, you'll see Rick Deesh's DVD and on the member site, and he lists everything that blocks everything because on the periodic chart, it mimics it. So mercury, which is fibromyalgia in people, mercury toxicity, okay? Blocks the absorption of magnesium. And you need magnesium and selenium for your soft muscle function. Okay, sulfur blocks selenium. So when we do long-term MSM, you know, for joints and stuff, that's sulfur. You have to know you're gonna have to do more selenium. So it's not that the horses are selenium deficient, it's that they have so much mercury and sulfur in them that they can't absorb the little bit of selenium that is in there. So I don't get into people's diets until they've detoxed a horse with some kind of zeolite so that they can now assimilate it. I'm not going to tell them about the amazing Dynamite program until they detox the horse because they'll say, yeah, it's kind of good. It's really expensive. Didn't see a big change. That make sense? Do you know you can ask God, guides, and angels to take notes for you and remind you of all this information later on? April said something about that day three. I'm going to go on the member site. What did she say again on day three? That's all you have to know. When people tell me about a dog, a human, or whatever, the answer just comes. You need that. I get a yes. You know, so when people say, what about this? I said, tell me about the situation, and my head fills up with all this stuff to tell them. There's something on silver lining herbs that your horse really needs. Let's go look it up. And you have to take your clients with their hand. Let's go look it up together. Cool? So until you do all of that and your horse can't assimilate it, they're not assimilating the hoof feeds either. If your horse was assimilating all of their nutrients, you wouldn't have to be feeding something farrier's formula just for the feet. If you have flat foot, you know, crumbly hoof walls, you've got liver and kidney stress. You have to clear the liver and kidneys for them to assimilate nutrition. Your K27s will be stagnant. You know, when you go over liver and kidneys on the bladder meridian, it'll be really sticky. Okay, so that's why when we're doing the bladder meridian really slow, where is it smooth? Where does it get sticky? Where's the coat rough? It's going to tell you what's going on with the organs underneath. When we do the rest of the myofascial unwinding, we're actually going to be releasing the tissue that's holding the organs like this so they can actually do this again. If the top is really tight, you got to believe everything under it's really tight. Hormonal issues, digestion issues. You don't just give them a pill or an injection or a pasty medicine. Any questions about any of that? Okay. That Horse 102 book. Anybody got one handy? I can. There should be a stack on that table, Layla.
Yes, there should be. I see someone that. I think I see someone. Oh,
we're looking at
There's some in the bag. There's some in my bag over there.
Can you grab it? Would you mind, please? Okay. So, right when I was thinking of buying property in Sacramento and having a school that people could come to and we would, you know, help horses from rescues and this and that as part of the school, I got a letter from the Sacramento Veterinary Board that they're investigating me for diagnosing and treating. Okay, I'm going to shut that down. I'm going to go move to Maui instead. Okay, so that's why I really encourage giving people this as a cute little gift with your card inside to tell them how their horse got crooked and it's not training and behavioral. But then it took another year and a half to get this out because I'm like, how do I share what I do without diagnosing and treating? So all I could do was tell cute little stories. As my horse is spurting blood all over the trail and coyotes are yipping and I've got my dog on one end and my stallion on the other end and I cut his knee to the bone and I'm like, oh, there really is no kneecap. What do you do when you're out there on the trail? So all of that's in here. What do I do for viral? What do I do for bacterial? But it took me a while to figure out how to put it out there without being diagnosing and treating. If this was my horse, so that's your wording when you're working on this. If this was my horse, you know, would you mind? So normally on, you can ask your clients and your friends, do you believe in kinesiology? No, that's witchcraft, voodoo, you know, I'm God-fearing Christian. Okay, great. We'll just work on your horse. Next time, would you like to learn a little bit better how to get better answers from God about what's going on with your horse? Well, maybe. You know, this yes-no divine pendulum thing is going to help us. And once you can get them to do that, or at the free yoga thing that you do for five horses, you turn on those yes-nos. Because then you're saying, if this is my horse, I kind of get this. And then you hand it to them. Do you get a yes that your horse could benefit from that? Do you get a yes like 10 drops twice a day? Cool. For like 3 bottles, yeah? Would you like to get that started? Sure. And then you open the cap and you show them how to do it. Here's a hollow piece of carrot. You don't do it for them. You hollow out the piece of carrot. You put in the 10 drops and then you hand it to them to feed the horse so that you are never diagnosing and treating. That's how you have to kind of get around. They gave it to the horse, not you. You can do the balm and you can set up the hoof soak. And the reason we had such a hard time getting the horse's foot in besides the small boot was there was a felt pad in there that's removable for sore laminated horses. So when the toe came down, it wouldn't slide. When I cleaned it out, I noticed it, so I pulled them out. Usually it goes right in and it slides and locks. So if we do another horse, well, that won't be in there. But you could see that stallion's huge relief yesterday going, oh, I got them again. Yeah. And he stopped going like this and he just went in the zone going, oh yeah, it feels good. Your performance horses, if their feet hurt, they're going to be compensating everywhere else. So the hoof soak recipe's in there, not the miracle spray, because I allow you guys to relabel and sell it if you sign up with doTERRA or if you sign up on the member site. I just ask that you don't use the Young Living oils or other brands because I know that recipe works with the doTERRA oils. You can make up another one if you want to use another oil brand, but you still need to muscle test, is the product over an 8 if you're going to sell it to the public. So in Australia, they call it the Bloody Miracle Spray. In Indiana, they just call it Remedy. You can do whatever you want, and you can sell it at horse shows. It costs $200 to get the basic ingredients, $32 for the trace minerals, $232, and you can make it 10 bottles to sell. I sell them for $25 a bottle. It's good for wounds. You put it in the frog, the white line, this, you know, in 6 weeks, it will see totally different feet. Right? So it's how do I support myself, like if no one's traveling or something, you know, and go to little communities and barns and stuff. Because things are going to change in the next 6 months, and we have to be ahead of that and change and get into prevention instead of treatment. Any questions about that? So this teaches, you know, bacterial, viral, whatever, be the cure. Remember, you can get them delivered to your door for $4 a piece if it's in the U.S. If it's in Canada, it's a little more. I think they're $7 when I shipped them to New Zealand. I sent $222 worth of books to New Zealand, and I might not be going anymore. But it's for Equine Pathfinders, so I was just going to donate it and they can sell it and make some money and help their horses. So, viral, bacterial, fungal, what else do we have to worry about in modern day?
Parasites?
Well, that was yeast candida, that was the oils. So in there it says all the things we do for horses and parasites. You know, the ivermectin worming. So normally a horse that ties up an event had a wormer or vaccination in the last 3 weeks. When you blow an abscess, normally it's 2 to 3 weeks after an ivermectin worming. If you have mysterious lameness in a horse, ask if there's any pain in the hoof. The product will tell you what's going on. Would a hoof soak make this horse feel better? Yes. So something needs a detox or an abscess needs to pull out. Bruising, hot nail, you don't know what's going on. If the horse needs apple cider vinegar, 1/3 cup for like 65 days, you know you have arthritis, probably some kissing spine, and probably an enterolith or stone growing in the tummy. If they need psyllium, they probably have sand. So when you muscle test what product they need and you know what the product does, it's going to tell you what's going on with the horse. Hormonal mare, do they need breeder pack? No. Raspberry leaves? Yeah. Do we balance the hormonal points? Yeah. And is the actual ovaries and uterus just not able to move? Yeah. So we'll do that too. Don't just treat the symptom. So today when we finish up the horse and you ask which meridians are still out of balance, kidney, what else does kidney support need? If the horse had 2 bottles of this, would the kidney meridian be good? Great. Is there any emotions that we can clear out of kidney? Great. Is there anything else the horse needs? No. Cool? Because you're going to say, if you had this and you have this, does it 100% address it? Yes. And if you get a no, then we ask, what else is needed? It really can be that easy. And it's not woo-woo, it's just being connected. That's what the Indians did. That's what all the healers, that's what... You know, anyone that did hands-on healing or made a cup of tea, you know, 800,000-900,000 years ago, that's all we were doing. They would muscle test, it would pop in their head what herbs they probably needed. We've gotten away from that and the pharmaceuticals. And you saw that cartoon and there's 2 like bank teller lines? Surgery, injections, and pills and the lines out the door. Alternative lifestyle change and it's empty. It takes a little bit to do that change, but once that's like everyday normal, you know, I'll go buy my doTERRA case for 2 weeks and not be drawn to go take something on it. But when I'm going to travel, I'm going to ask what my body needs before I travel, during, and after to support it. When I got Tiki and he had body issues, but I really liked his mind, and I said, I can only have one horse. I want to do endurance. Are you willing to be game with me with this? I had to go through a lot of body issues on him. And then I'd say, I got into the multi-days, 150 miles in 3 days, 200 miles in 4 days, same horse and rider. You know, do you want to do this with me? I would picture in my mind, like, how hot it would be, how many hills, how many days in a row. And if he said yes, then I say, what do you need? Need something for hocks. Okay, MSM, free and easy, more hyaluronic acid. Great. 2 ounces a day. Great. Want my Nikon magnetic horse blanket. Great. Want some extra Hiscorbidine, Ester C, Hiscorbidine. Yes, some Dynapro and some clay. Is there anything else you need that I can support you before you have to haul 11 hours in the middle of winter in a freezing cold trailer, come out at truck stops to get hot, wet, sleepy mashes to go ride 200 miles in the desert because mom wants to do Death Valley once. Christmas through New Year's where it's 14 degrees at night and you didn't eat all your mash and now it's frozen solid, so are all the carrots. You had to sleep with your mosquito pad to keep it warm enough to put it on the horse's back or it froze solid. I mean, all these things and all these extremes, but what can I do every day to support you? Once you get the horse up to that level, then you can say, what do we need? What do we need? What do we need? I'd be trotting down the trail. Is there anything you need from me? No. I get a yes. Great. I'd ask while we're still trotting. Anything in the front end? No. Ribs, withers here? Yeah. Midribs? No. Hind end? One little thing back there? Yeah. I'd get off. I'd do them. Anything else you need from me? Nope. Get on. Take a minute and a half. Most of these moves, you can just loosen the girth and do them with the tack on. So that's how he did 2,000 miles of endurance in 2 years with no bet pulls. And when I first bought him, after a year of conditioning, he only made 2 out of the first 5 rides, and it was always something different. Vets couldn't find it. Good thing I still had 17 cases of stubborn back then. Because I was like, I like this horse. He wants to do this for me. I'm going to figure it out. I just enjoyed riding him. And when you're doing 50 miles a day, you better enjoy that horse you're on. You know, I was treeless. I was 50 pounds heavier. So I was like 215 with tack. And he's only like 14.3. He went from 800 pounds to 1,025 pounds of solid muscle and bone. They weigh them at the scales at the ride, so you can see how much your horse actually loses in one 50-mile ride. 50 to 75 pounds a day. And water and fat that they're running off. My horses were still fat at the end. Tiki liked it because there's two or three types of hay. There's kits over here. There's grain. There's this kind of mash. Mommy'd rub them, massage them, and stretch them. And we were camping together. He really liked that. They had portable corral panels. He could lay down flat. It was like he had this smorgasbord of, okay, I'll go eat this now. You know, so it was a fun adventure. Wrap his legs, what do you need? Right? That's how you can make it fun with your horse. You know, he'd clip his little head and so he wouldn't be all itchy, you know? And you know how they get all sweaty and itchy? I'd clip his little head and he's just, instead of all that sweat and itch and everything. You know, even at truck stops every three and a half hours, we'd heat up water in the motorhome and they got hot, sleepy mashes with some DynaSpark in it. And they had the hay in the trailer. There's, you know, two or three. DynaSpark is an amazing electrolyte source. It's a natural organic one. So powdered electrolytes are really bad. They burn the horse's esophagus, especially in the paste. And the DynaSpark one, I just carry in a little pop-top bottle. I could just bite with my teeth and open. And put it right in the horse's mouth. They'll just turn right around and eat and drink. It tastes like molasses. It's actually made with a raw organic molasses. So if they don't like the water at the show, you know, because it smells funny, you can put a couple drops in them and get them used to drinking that, and they'll drink more water at the show.
Practice that at home before you go to the show, though.
Yeah.
So I made the mistake of doing it at a horse show, and my mare was just feeling rounded and a little hoppy, so practice at home.
So how much is, what percentage is the molasses in there if you have like an IR horse?
You'll just have to play around in muscle test, but the IR is the smushed head, the compressed hypothalamus and pituitary, so you have to work on that first. There's sugar in the powdered electrolytes. If you have an IR horse, are you doing endurance with them? Right. So this is for performance horses, how to keep them going and eating and drinking. And because it's like having salt and vinegar potato chips.
Maybe your sausage with there, but...
Yeah, but so you just muscle test. But first, so for the IR horses, you have to decompress the head, okay? And you want to do cinnamon and kelp.
Yes.
Cinnamon regulates body temperature. You can do the miracle spray that we make up in their feet every day for it. Because one drop of cinnamon oil is going to be better than powdered cinnamon.
Okay.